Hello, my name is David Gardner and welcome to another Thought of the Week. I've had some great conversations recently which concluded a few conversations about the lack of common sense in the world. Interestingly, from my conversations, the lack of common sense in the world appears to be a fairly common view. So I was listening to Marcus Buckingham, the author of Discover Your Strengths, and I found my mind relating back to the common sense conversations I'd had. This, in essence, is what Marcus said. On the 42nd day after conception, the brain starts developing neurons, but not a few neurons, 100 billion. And not over a lifetime, but 100 billion neurons in 120 days. That's 9,500 per second. But just like transistors, which make up computer chips, neurons can't do anything unless they're connected. So 60 days before birth, our neurons start trying to connect to each other. And when they make a connection, a synapse is formed. But neurons don't just join to one other neuron. On average, every neuron connects to 15,000 other neurons. So just to be clear, this means that by the time you're 3 years old, you have 100 billion neurons, each with 15,000 connections. Let's digress slightly. From the age of 6, your synapses start to fail. Yes, those pathways you don't use just simply fall into disrepair and break. By the time you wake up on your 16th birthday, half your network's gone. You can build a few more connections through developing memory or learning, but, well, you'll never rebuild your network the size it was when you were 6. Anyway, let's get back to the plot. According to Marcus, the area of the brain which has the strongest connections are the ones which govern most of our thoughts. Now, this got me to thinking over, well, a nice bottle of Chapel Hill Verdello, a wine I do recommend if you ever see it. With so many neurons and synapses, the connections of my brain, and hence my strongest connections, are going to be very different to everyone else's in the world. Yeah, you and me are unique. Not just a little bit unique. But we, 6.5 billion people in the world, well, if we were computers and our neurons were identical transistors, it would take, I think if my maths are correct, more than 2,100 years before an identical configuration was built. Add in the complexity of biology, learning, memory, and this figure becomes an infinite length of time. To me, this means I can think in a way that no one else has, no one else ever will, or no one else ever would. And hence, I can do things that no one else has, will, or could. And so, I guess if I'm looking for my common view of common sense, then it's going to be a little bit harder to find than I used to think. Which I guess is why the lack of common sense in the world is, after all, a fairly common view. So till next week, be yourself. Bye. As an additional comment, you can buy Marcus's book from Amazon. It's a great book which really focuses on how you can capitalize on your strengths. The book also includes a code which you can access a fantastic online strength finder questionnaire with free individual report highlighting your top 5 talents. It takes about 30 minutes to do, and it's really great for self-awareness. I really recommend it. Goodbye.